Crossbreed Holster Studios.
This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome inside these Crossbreed Holster studios with me today. How the heck are you? New listeners all over the country, Erie, Pennsylvania. We'll give you a big shout out here in just a couple of minutes. WQXL in Columbia, South Carolina. Welcome to the broadcast. You're tuned in today, filling your prescription for freedom. We've got a new station out in Oregon and others around the country. We'll try to get to all of you today, but you're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, heard in hundreds of cities across the country on hundreds of radio stations, one of the fastest growing radio programs in the country. Because we're talking about the things that matter to you, because you're sick and tired of hearing the same garbage all day long and the same pundits talking about the same stuff all day long. This gives you a whole new take, because we can tie it all back to our rights and our freedoms. Everything that you hear about during the day, we can tie right back to our rights and our freedoms. And here we focus predominantly on the right to keep and bear arms and the Bill of Rights in ways that you've really probably never heard before. Not going to be real nice to somebody who's raping, robbing, and pillaging. I call it a happy ending story. This is for the benefit of new listeners. When I read you a story or talk to you about an individual case, which I will do today, about one in particular out in Arizona and a couple of others, where the good guy prevails at the expense of the bad guy, that's a happy ending story to me. That warms my heart. It gives me goosebumps and makes me want to talk to you about it, because that's the Second Amendment in action. Now, something else that the Founding Fathers knew, and I'm going to read from you page 97. I'm going to read from you paragraph 6 from the Commission on Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, the initial that went to the governor's office. Number 6, Deputy Peterson, this is the coward in Broward they refer to him as. I didn't make that up, they do. Deputy Peterson responded to the area of Building 12 within approximately 1 minute and 39 seconds after the first shots were fired. Prior to his arrival, 21 victims had already been shot, 9 of whom were fatally wounded. This makes clear that seconds matter, and that school resource officers, and in your case, if you don't go to school, you can read that as police, cannot be relied upon as the only protection for schools. And again, if you're reading that and you don't go to school, you can read that as the only protection for you. Even if there is a rapid response by an SRO, it is insufficient in and of itself to safeguard students and teachers. The same thing holds true for you out on the street. And this is what we've talked about here on this program for many, many years. And I'll go through some other parts of this report for you, probably in the killer course of this next hour, because I'm going to be talking now with Dr. John Lott. You know Dr. John Lott. You've seen him all over television. You read his op-eds and his opinion pieces. You see him as a columnist from time to time, a guest columnist over on Fox News. You see his op-eds all over the country, his latest one in New Hampshire. We'll talk about that in just a little bit, and we'll talk about the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas report, see how much John has gotten out of that to date. I know it's a large report. I don't want to catch him off guard. And many, many other things that the crime for CRPC, excuse me, CPRC, Crime Prevention Research Center, is working on. CPRC.org, crimeresearch.org. Dr. John Lott, welcome to the program. How are you, my friend?
Doing great. Hope you're doing well.
I am. I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. John, Happy New Year. It's already 2019. I know it's hard to believe. You and I have been doing this together on this radio show now for nearly, it's hard to believe, but 10 years. It's incredible, and I thank you for your participation. It means a lot to me, and it means a lot to my listeners. John, I don't mean to put you on the spot here. I've gotten as much into this report from Marjorie Stoneman as I can. I haven't had a chance to read it all, but it's been really difficult for me to put it down since I started. It is fascinating. Have you read most of this or all of this or part of it at all?
You're talking about the Trump administration report, or you're talking about the one from
Parkland?
Okay, the Florida School Commission. Yeah, and I've read the Trump administration report. I've seen the highlights from the one in Florida, but I haven't looked at it carefully.
The biggest takeaway, as you know, from Parkland was Sheriff Bob Gualtieri in Pinellas County, Florida, who was chairing this commission, and his seeming come-to-Jesus moment, because he has never been one to do it, but he is now. He is all over the arming teachers. He gets it. Based on that one paragraph that I just read, it seems to me that they now understand this, and we've been talking about this for a long time. What do you take away from what I just read?
Yeah, no, I'd seen statements that the sheriff who was heading the commission had come out in favor of arming teachers, and I'm glad. I mean, I've been making that argument for over 20 years now. And the point that how quickly these attacks occur and how long it takes for people to arrive on the scene to go and stop them, are crucial. But, it's beyond that. It's also just the very difficult job that uniformed officers have. And the point is that these killers have a huge strategic advantage by being able to choose the time and the place for the attack. If there was an officer on the scene that was there, they have several options. One is to kill the officer first. I mean, they know if they kill the person in uniform and he's the only person with a gun there, they're going to have free rein to go after other people. Or they can simply wait for the officer to leave the scene and then do their attack. Or they can move on and pick some other target that's there. And, unless you're going to have an officer in every building, there's no way you're going to be able to cover all the possible targets. Now, the advantage that you have with having a teacher having a concealed handgun is that you take away the strategic advantages that these killers have. It also makes the job of the officer safer, because if these killers go and try to take out the officer, the one person they know for certain has a gun, they don't know whether there's somebody possibly behind them or to the side or also to the front of them who may also have a gun. And once they reveal their position there, then it makes it possible for people to go and try to stop them. I think it's very important in taking away the strategic advantages that these killers have. And, you have teachers or staff there anyway at these schools. It's much less costly than, I guess, the $500 million a year that the state of Florida is going to be spending having one uniformed officer in each of these schools. I mean, even if the person isn't in uniform, as long as the individual is readily identifiable as the guard, the person who's guarding the place, you still have the same problem. And, often you hear discussions say, it's valuable to have an officer there because they can sit down and talk to the students at lunch and other things. That seems to me the exact wrong thing you want to do. It may be fine from a public relations standpoint. It may be fine in most of the cases if you're just trying to get students to trust police and to know what they're trying to do. All those are beneficial things. And from those standpoints, that may be enough to do it, given how rare these mass public shootings are. But the problem is that by doing that, you make sure that everybody knows, even if the guy wasn't in uniform, they know who it is that's doing the guarding and who any killer who attacks the school has to go and try to take out if they're going to get this free rein I mentioned to go and attack others.
There's a piece here, going to page 104. Listen, if you look at this, if you want to go, it's fdle.state.florida.us. Just search Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High and look for the commission report. You'll find it. It's out there. I highly recommend you take a look at this, particularly if you follow this program. There's a, on page 104, the top paragraph, let me read this to you. School districts and charter schools should permit the most expansive use of the program under existing law to allow personnel who volunteer, are properly selected, thoroughly screened, and extensively trained to carry concealed firearms on campuses for self-protection and the protection of other staff and students. School districts and charter schools should not restrict the existing guardian program only to dedicated guardians, and all districts should expand the guardian eligibility to other school employees now permitted to be guardians. Now, we've got 30 seconds. So, John, rather than have to ask you a question and then stop you because we won't be able to get into it, what I'll do is I'll take this into the break by saying what we've just seen here is individuals, in particular Sheriff Galtieri, who I got to tell you, mad props to Sheriff Galtieri down in Pinellas County. But here's what he's seen that we haven't seen. He saw the video. He saw the killing. He saw the opportunities, as he says, either 5, 6, or 7 opportunities that this mad man killer could have been put down. And by that I mean shot dead and ended this. This should never have happened. When we come back, we'll continue this and many other conversations with Dr. John Lott here on Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Back after this. Hey, gun lover, what if I told you when you walk to your mailbox today, you'll find the $1,000 you've been needing to finally buy that gun of your dreams? You could add that Kimber or new hunting rifle to your collection. Well, that dream will come true for 10 of my listeners, thanks to my good friends over at the USCCA, who provide education, training, and trusted legal protection for responsible gun owners like you and me. Simply text ARM to 87222 right now, and you'll instantly lock in your 10 free chances to win. That's it. It's simple, it's quick, it's painless, and it's 100% free. But your opportunity to pick up any gun off the shelf is quickly slipping away. This giveaway ends Friday the 18th. Friday the 18th. The 10 lucky gun lovers will each receive $1,000 to buy any gun they want, no restrictions. Just text the word ARM, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 right now for the official rules and lock in your entry before it's too late. Don't get left behind. That's ARM, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222, ARM, to 87222.
Boondocks Firearms Training Academy, located just outside Jackson, Mississippi, is the finest firearms training facility in the Southeast. We offer a wide range of courses, including beginner, intermediate, and advanced handgun courses with low light and force-on-force scenarios in our state-of-the-art shoot house. Other classes include defensive shotgun and rifle, active shooter, hand-to-hand, lethal force simulator, and more. Visit us at boondocksfta.com. Use promo code AAR when you book your training and save 10%.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Hi, Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back, indeed. Thank you, Mike Gallagher, for the re-intro. I do appreciate that rejoin. KAAA FX. Get this. KAAA, K-A-A-A, 97.5, Kingman, Arizona. Welcome to the program. You guys are listening live. Good old friends out there in Kingman, Arizona. Been with you for a while. KZZZ, also now 94.1 FM, Bullhead City, Arizona, live right now. Love you guys as well. Northeast Pennsylvania, up in Erie, PA, WZTE AM 1530 and 103.3 FM. Welcome to the program. Let me go back to this commission report for just a second, and then I'm going to get some fascinating info from John Lott. Again, I highly recommend that you take a listen to this, or that you read this report. Chapter 1, it starts out here. I couldn't put it down. The following review of active assailants incidents focuses specifically on targeted school violence attacks that occurred from 1998 until 2018. Their parameters that they used were, for purposes of the report, the definition of targeted school attack includes only those attacks that were directed at quote-unquote multiple individuals, in a general sense, at kindergarten or K through 12 schools. Based on these parameters, again, since 1998 to 2018, 46 attacks involving 48 attackers from 98 to the present were identified within the U.S. Now, check this out quickly. This is quite fascinating. But prior to 1998, targeted attacks as defined here were rare within the U.S. The preponderance of targeted attacks from 1927 to 97 was by non-students. Over the last 20 years, excuse me, that has shifted. During the most recent 20 years, almost all targeted attacks were perpetrated by insiders such as students or former students. Now, I could go on. They talk about the type of attack, what weapon was used. The vast majority were handgun, but of course the left tells us we've got to get rid of assault weapons when the vast majority were handgun, including the most deadly, 32 with a handgun in Virginia Tech. But why let those facts get in the way, right? And it goes on to talk about ages and so forth. Dr. John Lott, I'm talking with John Lott, the Crime Prevention Research Center, CPRC, crimeresearch.org, also the author of More Guns, Less Crime. You see him on television talking about this. You read his op-eds around the country. Dr. Lott, this is something that we've discussed over the years on this program together, and you mentioned in the previous segment the rarity of these attacks. Do those numbers that they came up with here that I just mentioned briefly kind of mesh with what you've seen over the years in your just complete body of work?
Yeah, no, I think that's accurate. I mean, I think for mass public shooting generally, it's been flatter over time. But in terms of school shootings, I think you have seen something there. And I think, you know, it's pretty obvious what's going on. You have young people who want to commit suicide, but they want to go and commit suicide in a way that's going to get them attention, that people are going to know that they were here on this earth. And they realize the more people they can kill, the more attention, the more likely they're going to be in the history books. And, you know, and so the goal, what we have to think about, are things that we can do to reduce the carnage, to reduce the media coverage that they're going to get, which they would get less of if they were able to kill fewer people. And I think how quickly somebody can arrive there with a gun is crucially important.
John, I know that this is an impossible question to answer, and if you had the answer to this, we could end this. I know we all believe, as you believe, that by putting armed individuals in these buildings, somebody's going to think twice about it. But I got to go back to, you know, post-Columbine, and as this report found, and as your research shows, as we've discussed many times, that this is a fairly recent phenomenon. I'm 56 years old. I didn't face this when I was a kid. And I had guns, and other kids had guns, and we shot after school. This wasn't an issue. So clearly we've got something cultural going on here. I believe the media plays a large role in this, as you do. Obviously, you just mentioned it as well, and my disdain for the mainstream media across the country is very, very well known. I believe they're complicit in a lot of this because of the type of coverage that they give, and something that's out of their control, really, and that's the fact that we're in a 24-hour cycle news coverage where they've got to just talk about it, chatter about it constantly, and divide the country because they've got 24 hours that they've got to fill. But
well,
John,
you know, I guess,
go ahead.
I just want to stop there. You know, to me, I don't think it's just cultural. I think there are other things that are going on. So, for example, you know, it wasn't up until we had the Federal Safe School Zone Act that we really started having these attacks in 1995. I mean, they had passed it earlier, but it had never really been enforced until after the Lopez decision when Congress repassed it. And, you know, I don't think it's a complete accident that we have these attacks afterwards. You know, obviously, as you say, guns used to be very common in schools. I mean, even in New York City up until 1969, you had, you know, thousands of kids would be involved in riflery teams at schools. They would leave their guns unlocked in the back of homerooms. And, you know, it just would be a lot more difficult for somebody to go and attack a school before we had these bans on guns. And so rather than having signs in front of schools that say this school is a gun-free zone, you know, I think it's important that we have signs like you see in many places in the country now. I mean, we have 21 states that have teachers actually carrying concealed handguns at school. I mean, it varies a lot. I mean, you have places like Utah, New Hampshire, where basically, if a teacher has a concealed handgun, they can bring it onto school property if they have a permit. But you also, you know, you have places like Texas and Ohio and Oklahoma where you may have hundreds of school districts that allow teachers to go and carry. And on the other hand, you have some places like South Dakota where you may only have a few school districts that allow people to carry. But, you know, we have a lot of experience now with these places, and there hasn't been one shooting attack, not just a mass public shooting, but a shooting attack of any type at any of those schools that have allowed teachers and staff to carry. And, you know, it's just, I mean, it doesn't seem like rocket science to me. I mean, in my book, The War on Guns, I go through and I go through quotes from many of these killers, how they go and explicitly talk about why they picked the target that they did. And they avoid places where people have guns that might be able to go and stop them. You know, I was chief economist at the United States Sentencing Commission for a couple of years, and I have to tell you, I must have read over 1,000 trial transcripts. And the similarity across the transcripts just is striking. I mean, you'd have somebody, some couple guys who were charged with armed robbery. And let's say one had agreed to turn state's evidence and testify against the other robber. And the stories would be very similar. The prosecutors would go and ask them, you know, how did you pick the victim that you did? And these guys would say, well, you know, we thought about going after the drug dealer down the street, but you know, he had lots of guns. It would have been crazy.
He carries a gun. John, I have to stop you right there. I have to stop you right there because we're getting ready to take a break. I hate when that happens, especially that segment is very short. But it's clear. It's clear to me, as it's clear to John, as you listen to him. They tell you, we don't want to attack him because we know he has guns. We're going to continue the discussion with Dr. John Lott, when we come back. Then I'm going to shift over to his website. He's got a wealth of information there we want to cover. Back right after this with John Lott. Don't go away.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hey, gun lover, what if I told you when you walk to your mailbox today, you'll find the $1,000 you've been needing to finally buy that gun of your dreams? You could add that Kimber or new hunting rifle to your collection. Well, that dream will come true for 10 of my listeners, thanks to my good friends over at the USCCA who provide education, training, and trusted legal protection for responsible gun owners like you and me. Simply text ARM to 87222 right now, and you'll instantly lock in your 10 free chances to win. That's it. It's simple, it's quick, it's painless, and it's 100% free. But your opportunity to pick up any gun off the shelf is quickly slipping away. This giveaway ends Friday the 18th. Friday the 18th. The 10 lucky gun lovers will each receive $1,000 to buy any gun they want, no restriction. Just text the word ARM, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 right now for the official rules and lock in your entry before it's too late. Don't get left behind. That's ARM, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222, ARM, to 87222.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneof4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com. Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow. MyPillow, MyPillow. You know, Mike Lindell is a good friend of mine, and he knows I'm a customer of his. He's been a guest on this show a couple times. He co-hosted the broadcast with me from the Minnesota State Fair back in August, last August. Co-hosted 2 hours with me, and he is a super guy. He's always got a super deal for you, and right now it's the four-pack pillow. So head over, use the promo code AAR at MyPillow.com and take advantage of Mike's great offer. You know what that does when you get the promo code? It helps us continue to add great new affiliates like I'm mentioning tonight. It helps Mike, it helps us, and it helps get this word out there on this monster voice for the right to keep and bear arms. I'm on the air 6 days a week, and we couldn't do it without people like Mike Lindell and MyPillow. So please support our sponsors, ArmedAmericanRadio.com. Also, don't forget to text the word ARMED, A-R-M-E-D. Okay, don't do this while you're driving, but text the word ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Get your chance to win the gun from the USCCA. Time is running out. This expires on the 18th. It's coming quick. It's already the 6th. You've got 12 days left. Text the word ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. It's free, it's painless, it's effortless, and you could win. Let's go back to Dr. John Lott, More Guns, Less Crime. You know him from all of his books, The War on Guns and everything else. His stuff is a Bible to me in the Armed American Radio studio. John, before I go back to you, I want to read something quickly. I didn't want there to be any misconceptions about this Scott Peterson, the quote-unquote coward of Broward. I mentioned, and I'll read it again now to clarify it, that Deputy Peterson responded to the area of Building 12 within approximately 1 minute and 39 seconds after the first shots were fired. Prior to his arrival, 21 victims had already been shot, 9 of whom were fatally wounded. This makes clear that seconds matter and that SROs cannot be relied upon as the only protection for schools. Even if there is a rapid response by an SRO, it is insufficient in and of itself to safeguard students and teachers. I want to make something very clear about that. Paragraph 1, former Deputy Scott Peterson was derelict in his duty on February 14th, 2018. He failed to act consistently with his training and fled to a position of personal safety while Cruz shot and killed MSDHS students and staff. Peterson was in a position to engage Cruz and mitigate further harm to others, and he willfully decided not to do so. The reason he stayed there for 48 minutes, by the way. That's why. And all of his testimony has been refuted here in this report, so I want you to go read it and take a look at it. The reason I say that is it's not because the fact that he chose not to act is not what they're referring to here. It's when he got there. He was there in a minute and 39 seconds. However, he subsequently refused to act. But in that 1 minute and 39 seconds, even if he had decided to act, which he did not, 21 people had been shot. That's the point that I'm trying to make. John Lott, welcome back to the program. Did you want to put an exclamation point on any of this before we move on to other topics, John?
Well, I mean, I think the point is clear. Time is crucial in these types of events. But it's also crucial to convince these individuals that they're likely to be stopped quickly. And having it so that they can't go and figure out whether an officer is already present there on the scene can take away their belief that they're going to be able to go and kill lots of people before they're stopped.
John, that campus is like 7 acres. Your point is you're right smack on the money. That, even if he was the only one there, there are 3,400 students at that school, and he's in a golf cart. He can't get from 1 acre to the seventh acre in near enough time. That's going to take longer than a minute and 39 seconds. He happened to be close to the building, and still, even though he chose not to act, he was still there in what we would normally consider a fairly decent response time. And 21 kids had already been shot, 17 lay dead, and 17 others. It's just incredible. All right, John, let's transition over here. We'll segue over to here. I've been making some predictions on the show over the last, well, since November, actually. I expect that we're going to see, and I predicted this before this information came out, I predicted it weeks ago, that one of the first things that the incoming Democrat-controlled Congress under Pelosi was going to do was reach in the gun control bag and throw something at us. Now we know that on Tuesday, just as I predicted, and I'm sure you know, as many others know, maybe listener, you probably knew too, especially if you listen to the show, that they were going to come after us with quote-unquote universal background checks. They're going to do that in honor of the anniversary on January 8th of Gabby Giffords being shot out in Arizona. Of course, the background checks would have done nothing because her attempted killer passed a background check. It's just feel-good legislation. John, my prediction is that we're going to see them pass this, and then the media jump on board and state, look, the Senate's not doing anything, and finally the House has passed some quote-unquote common-sense gun safety measures. And you were on Michigan Talk Network back on January 1st, just a few days ago, and you were talking about what the gun control debate would look like this year. And I apologize for not listening to the interview because I don't listen to talk radio because of what I do. I want my thoughts to be my own. But in that same vein, what is the gun control debate going to look like? What did you talk about with Steve Gruber over on Michigan Talk Network?
I don't remember exactly what I talked to Steve about, but I can talk generally about the issue.
Please.
They're going to be pushing hard. I mean, I'm concerned that what's going to happen is they'll pass these bills out of the House, and they may or may not be able to get them through the Senate. They may get something like these red flag laws through the Senate. I mean, you have people from Marco Rubio and Cornyn who have their own red flag bills. You have these are Republicans. You have Scott from Florida, who signed into law a red flag bill in Florida this past year. I don't know if they'll get, be able to keep the Republicans below 40 votes or not so they could overcome a filibuster, but at least that's a possibility. But I think the main concern is that they'll pass it in the House, and then when you have some budget debate that comes up in the future, it'll be folded into the budget. It'll not just be red flags, but you'll also have these universal background checks, these background checks on private transfers of guns. And I'm sure there'll be funding for the Centers for Disease Control, you know, to go and do gun control research. I mean, those are, and they'll also going to put out things like an assault weapons ban and other things. But the first three are things that I think there's a reasonable chance, unfortunately, that they're going to get passed.
There is a real danger to what I hope you paid attention to what you just heard John say, listener. There's a very real danger about this right now. And there's a lot of other factors involved. Number one, 2020 is now looming. You've got other people up for election in 2020. The media attention that is going to be brought down on the Republicans, the moderate Republicans in particular, and the amount of money that is going to come at them from Bloomberg groups et al., is going to be immense. It's going to be unlike anything we've ever seen. And the pressure, as we witnessed with Scott, as John just mentioned, down in Florida, who signed that gun control bill in the state of Florida, now in the Senate. Now, mind you, we'd rather have him in the Senate than Bill Nelson. That's a whole different argument. However, that's what Scott did, right? We can't refuse to accept the situation. You know, that's one of my, I live by that code. You can't. You have to accept what's going on and deal with it. Otherwise, you're in denial, and denial can get you killed. Figuratively and literally. The fact of the matter is, what John just said is very, very real. You have Republicans now pushing these red flag laws. And, John, you're right. You know, I fear the same thing. An infrastructure bill, something gets on Trump's desk, he's going to have to sign it. He's already gone after the bump stocks. Everybody's very quiet about that. And speaking of bump stocks, did you want to add anything to that? I'd love to know your thoughts on that. Everybody's quiet about it. But did that open up a Pandora's box as well? Because to me, it seems like that definition of machine gun, I have one right here, sitting here. It's just a piece of plastic. It's now called a machine gun. If that's a machine gun, isn't my semi-automatic a machine gun? Guess why? Because I don't need the bump stock to bump fire it. I can bump fire it with my finger and a rubber band. How dangerous are we? We've got 30 seconds. I'll have to let you take the 30 seconds.
I mean, I don't think bump stock's not a big issue to me. I know a lot of people are going to be fighting that. I think it's likely that the courts will overturn the decision. But if it were me, I'd be spending my energy on these other types of laws to go and try to stop them. I don't, you know, as you say, I don't think the law is going to have much of an effect on anything, the regulations are going to have much of an effect on anything.
Yeah, that's the, now I'm going to, listener, here's the sound. Creak. The door's open. This is going to be a very, very difficult year for gun owners, 2019, and even worse going into 2020. The attacks on you and your way of life are going to be nonstop and vicious. More with John Lott when we come back for the final segment. Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway, sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches and numb arms at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, was a recent guest on my show talking about freedom. Mike found out I was a 2-year customer of his and has offered us a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and they're machine washable and dryable. And now, especially for Christmas, Mike is offering the 4-pack, 2 MyPillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows for a special low price and free shipping. He's also extending the money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. Just go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358. That's 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Indeed, final segment, Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Love that Rolling Stones rejoin. I'm talking with Dr. John Lott, More Guns, Less Crime. crimeresearch.org. If there's only one website you go to today, right now, after this program, make it crimeresearch.org and take a look at everything that John, the wealth of information that John has on this page, and you will see years of research, irrefutable research. The left doesn't like it because they just simply can't. It's there. It's right there. And, you know, as I say, facts are stubborn things, right? Facts are stubborn things. The truth is a harsh mistress. Let me put it that way. John, welcome back to the program. Let's go to two areas I want to cover with you quickly. I found your piece at Town Hall on Brazil fascinating because we've seen the gun control debate here rage only because I think it's only because the media continues to fuel it. They're not interested in debating anything. They just want to take away your guns. There's no honest debate on that side. And anybody who's talked to Piers Morgan as you have can say that, I think. But you've got a piece of how Brazil's new president will prove yet again that gun control is harmful. What's going on in Brazil? Because their homicide rate stands at 31 per 100,000 people, 6 times higher than the U.S. rate, and he wants to liberalize their gun laws. Oh, my gosh. What does that mean?
Right. Well, I mean, Brazil's had extremely strict gun control. It looks like only about less than 1% of adults in Brazil have licenses to legally own guns. It's like 0.7%, so it's like 0.7%. And, you know, it's very costly. I mean, Brazil has a per capita income that's about 25% of what ours is. But if you want to go and get a license, you have to undergo psychological screening that you have to pay for. You have to have different types of tests with legal and firing tests. You have to go and pay a fee that's the equivalent of about $250 to go and get the license. It's a very costly, long, drawn-out, time-consuming process. Many people have to hire lawyers to help them get through the process there. So it's not too surprising that you have less than 1% of Brazilians that own guns. And, you know, obviously, despite extremely strict gun control laws, criminals have little problem in getting a hold of guns in Brazil. It's the law-abiding citizens who don't own the guns. And they have huge violent crime rates across the board. Murder is just one that's out of control there. And so the new president that they have in Brazil has said, look, you know, we've tried it your way. We've tried making it almost banning guns, and it hasn't worked. Things have gotten worse. And so let's let people be able to go and defend themselves. Let's let law-abiding, good citizens have a chance to be able to go and get guns. Now, there's some things that he's going to be able to do by executive order sometime later this month, but a lot of it's going to have to rely on getting things through the legislature there. They want to be able to set up a concealed carry system where law-abiding citizens are going to be able to carry guns in public for protection. You know, I don't know how strict the rules are going to be there. You know, a lot of people are kind of afraid of the unknown. Hopefully, you know, we'll be able to let people know about our experience on these things in the United States. But it's, but at least they're changing. And, you know, the interesting thing is it's a real test. Gun control advocates at Bloomberg's new so-called news website or even the Wall Street Journal or other places are going and claiming, well, this will only add fire to, you know, fuel to the fire and make things much worse, even increase the murder rate higher than it is. I think it'll lower it. And, you know, we'll be able to have a real test that I think will not just affect the debate in Brazil, but hopefully provide something worldwide for people to look at.
I'm hopeful, too, because if history is any example, and it is, that you, John, we've heard the same tired arguments from them about concealed carry in state after state after state across the country, and none of their doom and gloom has come true. The same thing about arming teachers in schools. You mentioned states in this country right now, including Ohio, where the FASTER program is saving lives in Ohio. So, yeah, I think you're right. Again, my guess is, educated guess is, that you're going to see the homicide numbers in Brazil drop, and then you're going to see the left hem and haw and then ignore the facts. I don't know how long it's going to take for that to take root. It could be years, but we will see those numbers drop. John, something interesting going on. You had a really good piece. I actually flagged it a couple days ago and sent it to myself as a text message so I could get to you on air with it. But union leader in New Hampshire, you had an op-ed. The state house is safer with guns. There's an argument going on up there right now. They're getting ready to do what? Eliminate the ability of legislators to carry guns in the state house up there? Is that what's getting ready to happen?
Well, it actually happened this past week.
Okay.
The Democrats took control of the state house, and they reversed the rule that allowed state legislators in the House part of the Capitol to be able to go and carry guns with them. You know, they were fearful that something might go wrong. And the point of the piece was that, you know, not only hasn't anybody been harmed as a result of people carrying concealed handguns, legislators carrying it in New Hampshire, but you have 21 other states that you can go and look at, and there hasn't been any problems in those places either like that. And so, you know, and also you see a move federally. Legislators, congressmen and senators have been able to go and carry guns with them on Capitol grounds for all 242 mm-hmm. years that we've had Congress. Pelosi promised a couple weeks ago that she was going to try to change that. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, they're fearful about what might happen.
And of themselves.
But I mean, here's the thing. In a place like New Hampshire, which has constitutional carry, I mean, people are carrying concealed handguns at grocery stores, at malls, at movie theaters. Are these state legislators fearful of leaving the Capitol grounds now? I mean, are they fearful of going to the grocery store? Presumably not. Presumably they haven't even thought twice about it for years. But and even though they can't point to a single case where somebody has been hurt by a legislator or just civilians in many of these states being able to go and carry permanent concealed handguns on Capitol grounds. You know, it's the possibility of something that might go wrong. Well, you know, as you and I started off the program, the thing that might go wrong is that when you go and you ban guns from places where, you know, anybody who's non-law enforcement is banned from having a gun, the real risk that you have is you create a target for those who want to go and create harm because it makes it easier for them to go and do their attacks.
Yeah, it's fascinating to me, John, because you just nailed it. How many times have we talked about, and I know I have, listener, how many times we've mentioned, are these people afraid? Do they not realize that standing behind them in the line at the bank or the grocery store at the gas station are law-abiding citizens carrying guns all over the place? They probably carry guns. What are they doing? Taking away their own ability to carry. Democrats don't trust themselves. That's what I can make of that. John Lott, crimeresearch.org. Let me tell you something, listeners. Two organizations out there right now are the most important thing we have working on our behalf between now and 2020, and that's John Lott's CrimeResearch.org and the Second Amendment Foundation, CrimeResearch.org. Please go there and help. This is the type of information that we have to get out there, CrimeResearch.org and also SAF.org. John Lott, thank you very much, my friend, for being here. I appreciate it. When we come back, George the Mad Ogre Hill will be here. We're going to talk some Glocks and some fun stuff. Until then, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would have ever done it. Back with the Ogre.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.